Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mind Gravity Podcast. I'm your host, Rohan Handa. This episode is part of the Mind Gravity Podcast's Weekend Food for Thought series. Here, I will talk about a subject of interest that allows us to shift our minds to reflect on things that are larger than just our day-to-day and our busy work life. It provides a pause for our minds to think outside our proverbial box. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of lifelong learning. We know that the mind offers at least as many and as intense opportunities for action as our body does. Just as the use of limbs and of the senses is available to everyone without regard to their gender, race, education, or social class, so too the uses of memory, language, logic, the rules of causation are all accessible to anyone who desires to take control of the mind. Many people, including myself, give up on learning after we leave school because 13 or 20 years of extrinsically motivated education is still a source of unpleasant memories. Think about all those differential equations, the formulae in physics, chemistry, trying to by heart every single thing in biology, the diagrams that we wrote. It's a loathsome. The attention has been manipulated long enough from the outside by the textbooks, by the teachers, and we have counted graduation as the first day of our freedom. But the important thing is, a person who forgoes the use of his symbolic skills is never really free. Their thinking will be directed by the opinions of their neighbors, by the editorials in the papers, by the advertisements on Facebook message board or forums on Reddit, and by the appeals of television or Netflix or documentaries on YouTube. He will be at the mercy of experts, or the so-called experts that we have, the influencers. Ideally, the end of extrinsically applied education should be the start of an education that is motivated intrinsically. Because at that point, the goal of studying is no longer to make the grade or to earn a diploma or to find a good job or impress your parents or your loved ones. Rather, it is to understand what is happening around us, to develop a personally meaningful sense of what our experience is all about. From that will come the profound joy of the thinker. And like that experienced by the disciples of Socrates that Plato describes in Philebus, the young man who has drunk for the first time from that spring is as happy as if he had found a treasure of wisdom. He is positively enraptured. He will pick up any discourse, draw all its ideas together to make them into one, then take them apart and pull them to pieces. He will puzzle first himself, then also others, badger whoever comes near him, young and old, sparing not even his parents, not anyone who is willing to listen. We all have that entrepreneurial flame within ourselves. This quotation is about 24 centuries old, but a contemporary observer could not describe more vividly what happens when a person first discovers their flow of mind. This is typically the state an entrepreneur enjoys. An entrepreneur is constantly on the path to learn to educate himself or herself, regardless of his or her background, your education, your academia. All that is important, but experimentation, breaking things, remaking things, building stuff is what's more exciting. They're on a perpetual journey to learn and to educate people around them. So I urge every one of us to find our entrepreneurial spirit within and ignite it without any extrinsic motivation, and teach ourselves and impart new ideas to everyone around us. Namaste.